So that's it, John. That's the end of the year. Now, quickly, we're going to do our top five movies of 2023. Top five.
Number one is Advent Calendar.
So the way we do it, if you've never heard any of these episodes, is we usually just... We have a year of movies from January 1st, 2023 to December 31st, 2023. We just, whatever we've seen in that year, that's what we watch, old, new.
Yeah.
Just whatever in our top five.
But I think this year we did so many classic movies that we're going to attempt to not make those our top five because I feel like they would just be there anyway.
All of them, The Final Terror.
Yeah. Yeah. X-Ray coming in at number one.
Okay. So we'll start with five.
Yeah, which we've both been thinking about this all year long. It's like the one thing we focus on all year. Making sure we're keeping our list up to date and tight, not doing two episodes in one day and figuring it out in between.
Figuring it out as we go along. We think long and hard. It's not like we just throw this stuff together, guys. Okay. What do you have for your number five, John?
For number five... For Johnny's list of horror, I'm actually going to give Evil Dead Rise that spot because I did enjoy the shit out of it. And I'm excited about anything Evil Dead related except for that fucking Fed Alvarez movie.
And the soon Jenny Ortega reboot.
No, stop. No.
I'm going to will it in for it to happening. That one almost made my list. I did enjoy it. I think just slightly more disappointed. Strangely, I got a little bit less out of it than you did. At my number five, I'm putting Birth Rebirth.
Nice. Okay.
So, movie I enjoyed a hell of a lot. I just think there's four other movies that I liked more. So,
that's
no
fair.
Way is it's placing a knock on the quality of it. So. Do you want to... What's your number four?
I'm going to readjust my list real quick. Hold on one second.
Okay. Lists are locked in. Okay.
Coming in at four for Johnny's Sexy Time Adventures, No One Will Save You.
No One Will Save You, number four. Yes. Excellent movie. Surprise. One of the big surprises of the year.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Excellent. Hands down. Fucking fantastic.
I'm going to... For my number four, I'm doing Waseda, The Bone Woman.
Nice.
Love this movie. This is a Rolando movie, 100%. Yes, I loved it. Great movie. I think it's going to get some Criterion love.
Yeah, I feel that.
Soon. It's definitely a movie to watch. Cool. John, what is your number three?
Coming in at number three for Johnny's Fun Time Pizzeria list, Pearl.
Pearl, yes. See, what's that post I put? Is Ty West gonna make the greatest horror trilogy ever?
I mean, something like Maxine's that. In post-production. That could come out very soon. We just don't know.
I had suspecting it was supposed to come out this year, but because of the strike and everything else, it got pushed.
No, they were still it's I forgot what company is it. A24. I think it's A24, right?
I think so. Yeah,
they agreed to all the things, so they were able to shoot that movie, and they were all location. I know this because I have several friends that worked on it, so they got to finish it.
Okay, cool. So we should look forward to that next year. We'll probably watch it.
Oh yeah,
more than likely. So I can finally become a Ty West fan because I don't know. Though I loved Pearl this year. I'm really glad we saw it. It was much better than X.
And this is making me. I mean, X sort of too, but this is making me a fan of Mia Goth. I'm like, I think I'm on board now.
Okay, yeah, and she's doing Frankenstein. No. She doing Frankenstein? Or is she doing Nosferatu 2?
I want to say Nosferatu 2.
David Eggers.
Because I think Frankenstein... I don't know. She could be in all of them. I don't know.
She could be doing both.
She does that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hot right now. For my number three, I am doing When Evil Lurks?
When Evil Lurks, right? Yeah.
When Evil Lurks. That movie that came out of nowhere. What a mean little independent movie.
That almost made my top five, but I had to push it out. Even though I'm a big fan of that movie and Terrified, I like that guy a lot. He's good.
Yeah. Okay. John, what is your second favorite movie this year?
Coming in at number two for Johnny John's list, Birth Rebirth. I just thought it was a beautiful movie.
Birth Rebirth. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, movie. It was. A lot of Frankenstein-inspired movies this year.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Our second Poor one Things in is one coming month, out soon. Right? Or like yeah, in our timeline, still. At least. Not when they were being released.
Our alternative timeline. Yeah. Or, yeah. Mine is going to be No One Will Save You.
Nice.
Shocked this movie was as good as it was. Yeah. Shocked. So everybody should check it out.
Really good.
All right. I think I know what your number one is. Sleepaway Camp.
Is it your number one here? As well?
It could be. Yeah. Right. Jan, what is on your three. Number Let's one movie?
One, two, three. Two. Come True. Yeah.
Come True. Four years in a row, guys. Still the best movie we've ever seen.
No, I the number one spot went to Talk to Me.
Talk to Me, yeah. I was going to say, yeah. Excellent movie. Yeah. Yeah. Inventive. You dressed up in a costume.
I was the hand for Halloween.
Yeah.
Right, I kept walking up to people, and there was only one guy that got it, and he was like, nope, and you walk away, because I'd go up to people, and they'd be like, hey, what are you supposed to be? I'm like, oh, well, talk to me, and they're like, oh, I don't get it, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, the joke was I was trying to curse you at the same time.
Yeah. What can we say about this movie? Excellent movie, fabulous movie.
Sequel coming out, Talk to Me.
Sequel coming out. To Me, T-O-O.
Waiting for three and four, Talk Three Me and Talk For Me.
Talk forever. So.
Yeah. Fast Five is the fifth one.
Yeah. Those were just our top five movies we saw this year. We did it, John. We made another year. Yeah. Totally. On to 2024. Did I say that right? 2024. Okay.
On to 2024.
2004, yeah. 2004. Elf just came out. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Found that out the hard way. Yeah. Fucking. Man, I'm old.
Oh, man.
Alrighty.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's going to be the. Oh, your 20 year already passed, but I think this is mine. For high school. It's been 20 years since I graduated high
That's
school.
Rude to bring up, but I think you're right.
I think it was past 2 years ago, right?
I graduated in 2002. Yeah, it's been 20 years. Never went back to that town.
Yeah. All that knowledge, all stored up in our brains, all still there.
Yep, all of it.
All those useful, helpful things like, guys, you need to learn this stuff. You're not going to be walking around with a calculator in your pocket. You know, little did they know. We don't even need to know how to spell anymore. Phones do it for us. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm loving this life of leisure I live now.
We're basically the people from WALL-E.
Yeah. It is. They make it look like a bad thing, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm kind of on board. It's kind of great.
It's like, I was like, if that's the possibilities, that's kind of a sexy possibility. Yeah. The WALL-E movie.
It's like, no, but you're going to be like fat. I'm like, but so is everybody else, right? So where's the problem?
What's up? Sounds like working out's the issue. Yeah. But yes, that was our 2023. That was our top five. All right, guys, gals, non-binary pals, thank you for listening. And as always,
Happy New Year! Stay spooky.